morning's lesson is in Leviticus chapter 25, verses 8 through 24. And thou shalt number seven Sabbaths of years unto thee, seven times 7 years, and the space of the seventh Sabbath of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the Day of Atonement, shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. Ye shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession. Ye shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. For it is a jubilee, and it shall be holy unto you, and ye shall eat in the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this jubilee ye shall return every man unto his possession. And if thou sell aught unto thy neighbor, or buyest aught of thy neighbor's hand, ye shall not oppress one another. According to the number of years after the jubilee thou shalt buy of thy neighbor, and according unto the number of years of the fruits he shall sell unto thee. According to the multitude of the years thou shalt increase the price thereof, and according to the fewness of the years thou shalt diminish the price of it. For according to the number of the years of the fruits doth he sell unto thee. Ye shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear thy God, for I am the Lord your God. Wherefore ye shall do my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land safely, in safety. And the land shall yield her fruit, and ye shall eat your fill, and dwell there in safety. And if ye shall say, what shall we eat in the seventh year? Behold, ye shall not sow, nor gather in your increase. Then will I command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. And the land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine. For ye are strangers and sojourners with me, and in all the land of your possession ye shall grant a redemption for the land. Now, this is where God commanded the people to have us not just a Sabbath on the weeks, but there would be a Sabbath of years for the land to rest. And in the first 7 verses, explains that every 7th year they would allow the land to rest. They wouldn't grow crops on it. They wouldn't take care of the vineyards or anything. They just let it go and let what it does fall back to the earth, and they would eat of what they'd already had the year before. They'd taken care of. God had provided, and then let their cattle graze in places that they didn't graze because they grow crops there. But it was a way for the land to rest, and scientists or agriculturalists, they know today that the land needs nutrients in it for stuff to grow right. And a lot of people will substitute crops in different areas. They'll let the land grow a different crop in a certain area because it don't use up the same nutrients as something else does. They'll switch off a different land and allow it to do this as God commanded thousands of years ago. Because, as the preacher says a lot, that the Bible's ahead of science thousands of years. And God knew what he was talking about. He knew what the land needed. And but here in this lesson, it talks about Sabbaths, the year of Jubilee. It's 49 after 7 Sabbaths of years. It'd be 49 years, and then the 50th year would be a year of Jubilee. And that's when they was commanded to let everything go back to its original owner. Let the slave go back to his family or where he come from. And it was because they was not to oppress each other. They was to be equals in the land. They was brethren. They was not to be lords over each other. They was to be brethren together and equals. And it says, and ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof. And that verse there, it says, proclaim the liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof. Does anybody know where that's written? I know the preacher does, but that's written on the Liberty Bell, that verse. And, you know, that's a wonderful proclamation, that liberty be throughout all the land and all the inhabitants. It wasn't just to be for the people that had the money. It was for to be all the inhabitants. And that's a biblical principle, that all people should be free. And that's why this world is against a lot of things that God has, because all the world system wants to rule over man, wants to have people do something for him for nothing. They want they just want everything opposite of what God says. And God says people are to be free. We have that, as our Constitution says, an inalienable right to be free under God.
Right.
And you know, we are blessed, but you know, we're giving up those blessings. Our nation is not there's not nobody taking them from us. We're just giving them up one by one, year by year. And we can see them going away, but you know, I believe that's going to help people turn their eyes to God, because a lot of times them blessing, just as Israel, when they was blessed, they forgot God. But when the hard times came, they finally turned to God. And sometimes it takes troubles and trials for people to really look to God. But you know, man, as the Bible proclaims, that are to be free and under God, and it's not just for rich people. It says all the inhabitants of thereof, and to all the land and to all the inhabitants. And it's, you know, this says that in the 50th year be unto you, ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself, nor gather the grapes in it, and the vine undressed, for it is a jubilee, and it shall be holy unto you, and ye shall eat of the increase thereof out of the field. And you know, if they kept the Sabbath of years, which there's really no record in the Bible that Israel ever did this, and but they were supposed to. But if they had kept the Sabbath of years, which would have been 49th year, would have been a Sabbath, then they wouldn't have growed crops that year. And then this 50th year would have been 2 years in a row that they didn't grow anything. And but God had promised that he would supply their needs. I thought it was pretty interesting that, you know, he told them that in the sixth year that he would supply enough for 2 years or 3 years, which was anyway, he'd supply enough in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. That would be enough for every year to be or every one to be a jubilee behind every Sabbath year. But he would supply enough every Sabbath year to take care of the Jubilee year too. And you know, God always does more than He has to for His people. I mean, more than we deserve. If we obey Him, then He always takes care more and abundantly. And it's just a show of faith, you know. If they would obey it, it would have been showing faith in their God. And it would have been not just remembering their God, as He said. It was to remember their God. You know, the Sabbath day was to remember God, as of the Sabbath year was too. It would have been a way to remember God, and it would have been a way to show their faith in God, because it would have took faith to not grow your crops in a year and trust that God would take care of it you through the year. But if they'd obeyed, then they would have had enough in the 6th year to take care of them anyway. They didn't know they'd have taken care of. But, you know, it's just a lack of faith is one thing that will stunt people growth in their Christian life, and it will stunt a nation or church or anything. When people, you know, the Bible says there's only one way to please God, and that's faith. And it shows a lack of faith when we don't trust God and trust Him to take care of us. When He says for us, like when He told them not to grow the Sabbath year, the reason they didn't do it because they didn't trust God to take care of them. Or they got greedy and wanted to sell everything and just keep it going where they're going. And, you know, it was a lack of faith, the reason they wouldn't do it. And like I said, to my knowledge, there's no record in the Bible that Israel ever kept this Sabbath of years or the Jubilee. Not yet. They're going to. But it says, in the year of this Jubilee ye shall return every man unto his possession. And if thou, you know, when a person had got in a hardship or something, they could sell their land, but it was returned back to them on this year of Jubilee. And you know, that's because, you know, like I said, they were supposed to be brethren. They weren't supposed to be lords. Wasn't supposed to be so many people, only the people in power and the rich people to have certain things. This land was given to them as a nation. It was given to them, to each individual had their own possession. It was because they was God's people, and all of them was equal. And they was to all have a possession, and they wasn't to oppress or lord over each other in a way that would keep anybody from having a possession. But if a man needed, if he fell on hard times or something and he needed to sell his land, he could, but it was to be restored to him or his family in the year of Jubilee. And it says, if thou sell all to thy neighbor or buyest all to thy neighbor's hand, ye shall not oppress one another. And there was not to oppress or overcharge one another, and to, you know, there was to deal rightly in the eyes of God, fairly with one another. And, you know, that's the way, as church brethren, we should always deal with not just Christians but everybody fairly, in a way that we would want them to deal with us. It's a shame unto God if a Christian would deal unfairly with anybody, because we're representing God to that person. And if we fail to remember that, then it's a good step in the wrong direction. Because if we fail to remember it, then we are more likely to deal unjustly with somebody. But if we remember we're representing God, then we'll want to represent Him right. And so according unto the number of years after the Jubilee, Thou shalt buy of thy neighbor, and according to the number of years of the fruits he shall sell unto thee. According unto the multitude of years, thou shalt increase the price thereof, and according to the fewness of years, thou shalt diminish the price of it. For according to the number of years of the fruits doth he sell unto thee. And now the Jubilee years was a set year. You know, they knew when the Jubilee year was coming up. So if a man was going to sell his land and it was going to be another 30-some years before the year of Jubilee, he could get a higher price out of it than if it was going to be 4 or 5 years to the year of Jubilee. It was commanded by God that they would keep that in mind when they sold their land or bought their land. And, you know, a man that was going to buy land from a man, he should be willing to give him a fair price according to the years coming up to the Jubilee. If he was going to get to use that land for 39 years and get profits off of it from the fruit thereof, then he should be willing to pay the man a fair price. And if he was going to just get 3 or 4 years out of it, then he needed to keep that in mind too. God wanted all things to be fair on both sides, not just the man that had the money or not just the man that didn't have the money. It's to be fair for both. And I'd heard of the year of Jubilee, and I'd always thought about that, and I'd read the Bible, but I just didn't remember that verse. It's neat how God knew and he had commanded that in the commandment, that they'd keep that in mind, and so that they'd not cheat each other, that everybody would be done fairly. And ye shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear thy God, for I am the Lord your God. And there again he says, thou shalt not oppress. And he says that many times in this lesson, thou shalt not oppress one another. The way the world works, even in our day, the people with money will oppress the people that don't have money. It seems like those that have will get and gain more, and those that don't have will just seem like they can't come out on top for nothing. But that's not the way God wants it to be, and that's not the way God's people should operate. Just because that's the way the world operates don't mean it's right for God's people to operate the same way. You know, just because something may be by the letter of the law doesn't mean it's a godly way to do things. We know there's people that do business in a way that might be lawful in man's eyes. It might go by the letter of the law, but it's not right in God's eyes. And we need to keep that in mind when we do business or whatever we're doing, because we are to do it fairly. It doesn't matter if the law says we could get a lot more or not. You know, we need to do things in the right way and be willing. Always keep in mind that we're going to stand before Christ one day with the way we lived this life and how we operated and how we done things. And you know, if we cheat people, then we're going to stand before Christ and answer for it. And if we don't take care of people the way we should, then we're going to stand before God and answer for that. So we need to remember we're going to stand before Christ in all our dealings. How we live this life, it says. And, he commanded Israel here that they should not oppress one another. And it says, wherefore ye shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land safely, in safety. I said that again. But, you know, he told them that if they'd keep the statutes and their judgments, and that they would dwell in the land in safety, that he wouldn't allow anything you know, whether it be weather, whether it be storms, or whether it be other nations. They dwell in land safe, in safety. If they obeyed God, then He would take care of them. You know, and it says, "And the land shall yield her fruit, and her, and ye shall eat her fill, and dwell therein in safety." And if they kept what God said, if they kept His commandments, and they obeyed Him in faith, then they would still to this day, I believe, be in their land in safety. And they're not in their land in safety today because they disobeyed God and they didn't keep His commandments. And it says, man, the preacher was talking about it. We can't remember where we read it, but according to the years that they did not keep the Sabbaths is according to the years that they were in bondage. And, you know, that's... God said that the land would rest. If they wouldn't give it rest, then He would give it rest. So He drove them out of their land and gives the land rest.
Right.
And He allowed the people to come in. They wasn't there in safety because they didn't obey God. And says, if ye shall say, what shall we eat the seventh year? Behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our increase, then I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. And you know, he said that he knew that people would that come later would say, well, how are we supposed to live on the seventh year if we don't grow crops? How are we supposed to take care of ourselves? But God said, if you'll do it what I command, then I will supply your need. And not only that, I'll do above and beyond. I'll supply more than you need. You're not going to grow but 1 year, and I'll supply it for 3 years. You know, you're going to grow in 1 year enough for 3 years, and that's going to be more and above than what you need, because you're just skipping 1 year, and at the most on the year of Jubilee it would be 2 years. So there you'd have enough for an extra year, or 2 extra years most time, and then 1 extra year the other time. And God always provides if we keep His command and we obey and show faith. You know, that's the main thing. I think the Bible, if you read the Bible and you see the thing that displeases God the most is lack of faith, lack of obedience. You know, lack of obedience shows a lack of faith. But when you don't put your faith in Him, you just call Him a liar. Pretty much you say, I don't believe you, God, and I don't trust you. It's impossible to please God when you don't believe Him and you don't trust Him. You know, He'll forgive sins like David committed. He forgave Peter. He forgave a lot of things that were terrible sins, but lack of faith, he can't. It's just something that He will not bless you in it. And it says, "The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine. For ye are strangers and sojourners with me." Now this here, "For the land is mine." And you know, it would have done them well to remember that the land was God's to start with. It wasn't their land, and God told them He allowed them to live on it. He allowed them to have it. He gave it to them for a possession, but He says it's my land, and He tells them how He wants His land to be run. He told them that it was to be rested every 7 years, and He told them that that was to keep this year of Jubilee every 50th year. And, you know, if they would have obeyed that, then God would allow them to stay on His land. And, you know, we need to remember that everything that God gives us is actually His. You know, if He gives us money, we should tithe it. the way He says, because it's His. If we don't, then we're disobedient to God and we're not showing faith in Him at all. To think that we can keep something because we're doing, to think that we'll do business the world's way and think that we can keep it because that's the way the world works. You know, if we're God's people, then it's His. Then, He's got every right to it, and He can take it away from you in unseen ways that you don't know nothing about. You know, He can, if He says to do something a certain way, we need to do it. If He says to pay your tithes, which is, Malachi says that you say you don't rob God, but if you don't pay your tithes, you're robbing God. If you're not paying your tithes, then because it seems like you can't make the bills paid, if you're not paying your tithes because it seems like you can't make ends meet, then I guarantee you start paying your tithes and God will help ends meet. But if you continue not to pay your tithes, then he's not going to help you ends meet. He can take it away. He can cause you to lose more because, you know, it's His anyway, and He can send it wherever He wants it to go. And when God says for us to do something in His Word, He means it. And we need to, as Christians, put faith in Him and do it, whether it be individually or as a church or whatever. We need to, when God says to do it, we need to do it. And, if we're worried about losing something, then it's not ours to start with. It's not ours to lose. It's God's. And if He don't want us to have it because we're not doing it His way, then He can take it away from us. It don't matter if we do everything in our power to try to keep it. And He'll give it to whoever will obey Him. And it says, in all the land of your possession, ye shall grant a redemption for the land. You know, and they was to keep this, and they was to grant a redemption for the land. And the land was to be redeemed back to the people that they had bought it from. But this redemption always brings to mind our redemption. You know, there's one reason that we come to church, and one reason we have a church, and one reason we are a church and church family is because we're redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ and the price that He paid for us. We were slaves to we were slaves to Satan, and Christ redeemed us to God. We were slaves because of Adam's sin, and we were born in sin, we committed sin, and Christ redeemed us back to Him. And He didn't just create us, but He also redeemed us. And it's just this year of Jubilee, I think, in that aspect, is a picture of what Christ done for all of us. You know, they was to redeem the land back to the ones that were in oppression, had sold out to the other people, but they was to be redeemed. And all of us got sold out at one time. We all got sold out to sin by Adam, but God sent a Redeemer so we could have a way back to Him. And if we're in His church, then we are redeemed through Him, and not just being a member of a church, but if you're in the real church, if you're a child of God, remember our Redeemer and treat people the way He'd have us to. You know, if Israel would have done what God told them to, then they'd have done well. And if the church would do what God tells it to, then it'll do well. and Christians. But there's something missing in a lot of places because they're just not doing it the way God tells us to. I'll read the practical points. Just as God had Israel release people from their debts, so He sets us free from a debt we cannot pay. An extended time set apart to God is foreign to us, yet it may be just what we need. All our business and social transactions should be conducted in fear of God. When obedience to God seems to run counter to our needs, He will provide. Understanding that everything we have really belongs to God is the basis for a right relationship with Him. Anybody have anything they need to say? I'm done.